Good morning, ladies. Thank you, Mary, for your kind words. I thought I'd just say a few things about the songs that I'll be playing before I head over there, and I'll probably not come back after that. But I'll be playing four songs, and they're all arranged by Mark Hayes. The first song I'll be playing is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's a familiar hymn tune. If you want to follow along with the text, it's in the Baptist hymnal, hymn number 15. But I do want to point out that this arrangement that you hear is different from the tune that you're kind of familiar hearing. It's because it has a different rhythmic thrust to the song. So it's very syncopated, and I think you'll like it. It makes it very new and interesting. The second one is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Again, a very familiar old hymn, but it has the arranger has put in a lot of jazz harmonies in it, so it's very, very nice and pretty. The third song that I'm going to play is Sing Hallelujah, a very old chorus back in the 80s. But this is yeah, you know, and it's very challenging for me to learn to play this one, so I hope you like it too. And then the fourth one is Holy, 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 and I was just telling Marilyn, I think it seems like God is just speaking through us as we were planning this program, because it was the same last song that she picked. But I think it's just fitting for me to just read from Revelation chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne and also of the living creatures and of the elders. Their number was countless, thousands plus thousands of thousands, and they said with a loud voice, "The Lamb who was slaughtered is worthy to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, on the sea, and everything in them say, "Blessing and honor and glory and dominion to the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped. And as you listen to this song, you realize that the beginning part is like kind of out there in the space, kind of mysterious. Kind of think of the Holy Spirit just kind of hovering. And then it just gets crescendoing and get louder and louder and really climax. And then it backs down and just fade off. In fact, the arranger wrote down on my book not to release the damper pedal too quickly, but to let the chord decay naturally. So if you just be patient and just listen to the end part of the song, and then you really truly appreciate it. I hope as you listen to these songs, your heart will find hope, joy, and adoration to the one who gave us the gift of music for us to use it as the way to worship him.